Welcome to KAWC's The Hotspot.
I'm Max Schwitzing.
And I'm Elias Alvarez.
Produced by the KAWC Student Newsroom, we look forward to bringing you news that matters to Yuma and La Paz counties.
This week, we talk about water safety in pools and how Yuma turned out to be more than just a training stop for one doctor. But first, some news.
Arizona Representative Greg Stanton and Senator Mark Kelly are urging the federal government to release $118 million in education funds that were supposed to arrive July 1st. The money is being held up as part of a national review, affecting programs like after-school care, English instruction, and teacher support. Stanton says this last-minute delay is illegal, hurts schools and students, and could worsen Arizona's teacher shortage.
Starting September 26th, it will be a crime in Arizona to deny medical care to pets, closing a major loophole in animal cruelty laws. The new law, SB 1658, came after a Chandler woman was found hoarding dozens of dogs, some dead, without facing earlier legal consequences. While parts of the original bill were removed to gain enough votes, lawmakers say it's still a big step in helping law enforcement protect animals from prolonged suffering.
Arizona lawmakers are debating how to fairly fund road repairs as more electric vehicles hit the roads and avoid paying gas taxes. Senator Jake Hoffman wants voters in 2026 to ban any future tax based on miles driven, calling it a freedom to travel issue and a stand against government overreach. Critics argue this limits options to make sure all drivers pay their fair share, especially as gas tax revenue declines and no clear replacement plan has been agreed on yet.
Honestly, I always saw electric cars around, but I didn't think it would be a big deal that there were these people not paying gas.
Yeah, I think as electric vehicles become more and more popular, you know, here in Yuma and here in Arizona, the way that we fund maintaining roads is going to have to change.
In this week's Flash interview, certain reporter Maya Manry learns about the busiest time of year for delivery drivers.
All right, so my name is Ivan. I work for Herman, HG Inc. The only bad thing about this is just, you know, the weather. Just being out in the heat, it's a challenge, but it's not that bad, honestly. It's pretty good pay, not that bad.
How far do you go across the state to deliver packages? Is it just in Yuma, or?
Yeah, it's just here around Yuma. So our station is over there by 7E, over by the Araby Road. And I just come all the way down here in the Yuma Palms, and that's pretty much all my route.
What would you say is the busiest time of year for you?
Okay, Christmas. Christmas is the busiest. For me, it's back to school, which is July? Well, it's about to start. Yeah, so it's gonna be pretty busy.
There was student reporter Maya Manry speaking with local FedEx worker Ivan.
Do you get a lot of mail delivered to your house, Elias?
Well, not really. Where I get my mail delivered is not actually my house. I get it delivered to the post office because we don't really have a mailman to deliver them personally to every house in my town because it's too small for that still.
In this episode's Sound of the Week, student reporter Chloe Michael shares her personal experience from waking up to going into work.
I check my phone and it's 5 in the morning. I'm way too comfortable to leave my bed, but there's a busy day ahead of me. As I board the city bus, putting on my headphones, drifting away into my own little world, I'm one step closer to my favorite coffee shop. I grab my coffee with the fun new version of my name. After checking the time, I pick up the pace and head to work, trying to look alive as much as possible. Until...
Hello.
Hi. I run into a friendly stranger. We chat for a bit. I wish him a good day as I reach my destination. When I arrive at work, I'm ready to take on the day, one step at a time. From the KAWC Student Newsroom, I'm Chloe Michael.
Swimming is a fun way to stay active and cool off in hot weather. But inattentive pool goers can have serious consequences. From the KAWC Student Newsroom, Max Schwitzing reports.
More children ages 1 through 4 die from drowning than any other cause of death. The Center for Disease Control found that July has the highest rate of unintentional drownings. Valley Aquatic Center pool manager Dennis Norris says quick response is most important to the pool's lifeguards.
Keep a close eye because anything can happen within seconds. It only takes a couple seconds for a kid to stress out.
Norris suggests children under 14 should wear life jackets if they are uncomfortable in water. The American Red Cross says in an emergency, reach or throw an object to the person in trouble instead of jumping in. By providing constant supervision, residents can stay safe while beating the heat this summer. From the KAWC Student Newsroom, I'm Max Schwitzing. When Dr. Matthew Bishop arrived in Yuma for residency, it was supposed to be temporary. But the people, the pace, and a chance to give back convinced him to stay. KAWC student reporter Elias Alvarez has more on his story.
Dr. Bishop is the first in his family to become a doctor. His interest in medicine started early, and he had a good role model.
I would say that my inspiration for becoming a doctor had a lot to do with some of the interests I had as a child, but also a lot of influence from my mom, who was a neonatal intensive care nurse. She used to take care of a lot of preemie babies.
Bishop grew up in the northern part of San Diego. Visiting his mom at work became one of the highlights of his childhood.
Occasionally we would stop in and get tours and get to visit her at work and see her in that environment and see all the care that she could do in taking care of very small babies and families that were in a really, really stressful time in their life.
After he attended a medical school in the Caribbean, Bishop entered the highly competitive process of applying for residency programs back in the U.S. He hadn't paid much attention to Yuma despite being so close. It wasn't at the top of his list up until he came in for an interview.
The environment of just the people, the population, some of the people that work in the clinics and the hospital, because we do tours as well, is really what sold me on choosing to train in Yuma.
He says he had every intention of returning to California after his training, but over time, things shifted. He found more than just a job here. He says he found a way of life that made sense for him.
As I spent my time here, 3 years, I grew more and more to love it here. I found that Yuma was really good opportunity for me to have the kind of family life I liked, the patient population that I liked, also having the support of the organization that was very family-driven. We all treat each other as family. We all want each other to grow. And there was a lot of opportunity for me to have a big effect here in a smaller town versus in like a big city like San Diego.
During his residency, a former director encouraged him to take on a leadership position as chief resident. Bishop says that the suggestion changed his perspective, as she saw something in him that he didn't see himself. Bishop ended up joining Mentoring MeMD, a mentorship program that connects doctors in training with local students interested in healthcare. At the time, the program was led by another doctor, who ended up leaving for another opportunity. Bishop found himself suddenly in charge of the mentor program.
I was really interested for those same reasons and going down that route of mentorship and also bringing the generation behind me up and getting them into med school, getting them into residency, getting them to excel. So I joined her on that project, and then she had a change in her career plan, so I became the main leader for that program.
The mentorship program now serves a wide range of local students across healthcare fields. Bishop says mentorship helps students who felt like he did believe that they belong in the field, even if the path looks difficult.
Not everybody's path is just a straight shot. Everything goes perfect. Sometimes it's stumbling blocks or sometimes it's redirection, but still advancing forward to that main goal. And so I think that the biggest thing this program offers is getting younger students to the support that they need, either whether it's emotionally or motivationally, or also practically in building skills so that they can feel like they can keep going.
That mission is one of the reasons he stayed, along with the close-knit community he found living and working in Yuma.
Working in Yuma, but also living here, just makes me appreciate how much people are connected here and how important it is to grow the community as a whole.
Anvita Health launched a residency program Bishop is a part of, specifically to train doctors to stay and work in the community. The program graduated its first graduating class 10 years ago this summer. Anvita Health is a supporter of KAWC. From the KAWC Student Newsroom, I'm Elias Alvarez.
KAWC is the Hotspot is produced by the KAWC Student Newsroom at KAWC Colorado River Public Media.
Check us out on Instagram, Blue Sky, and Facebook at Hotspot KAWC.
This show is available as a podcast or online at kawc.org under the Shows tab.
The KAWC Student Newsroom is supported by our listeners and by the Local News Initiative at the Community Foundation for Southern Arizona and the Scripps Howard Fund.
Our theme music is Election Time by Carden Abel. The Flash Interviews music is Fungmeister by Theo JT. Both are available at freesound.org.
I'm Max Schwitzing.
I'm Elias Alvarez.
Bringing the heat to Yuma and La Paz, it's
The Hotspot. Hot Spot.